we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, we are off and running with another week of the Refresh Radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5. It's hard to believe, but we're already into the middle of January. Time sure does fly when you're having fun. But just think, you are that much closer to beautiful spring weather. You are that much closer to more daylight that you get to have it when you come home from work. Every day the daylight is getting a little bit more and more. And for that, I'm extremely thankful. By the way, my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. You are listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM or WWBC 1510 AM. And you could be listening on the WMIEFM.com. I got a message from someone last week that said they were listening and on their way to Volusia County. And I said, I didn't realize that the signal went up that far. They communicated with me later and said that they were listening via their phone. And so I just want you to know, no matter where you are, if you have internet capabilities, you have the ability to listen to the Refresh Radio program. And if it's a blessing to you, you might pass it along to someone else. And their life may be better because of it. And marriage might be better because of it. And it's a very simple way of exposing some of your friends and coworkers and family members to the gospel of Jesus Christ in a non-threatening way. So today we'd like to say thank you to the fine folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you need any concrete work or block work done, if you're a contractor and you need a subcontractor, you might give them a call. I mentioned not too long ago how I was driving in parts of the county that I hadn't seen in a while, and I all of a sudden my eyes were opened to massive amounts of construction that was going on. And in fact, I was talking with someone, this goes way back, and they were telling me, I mean, it goes back probably almost a year, and they were describing to me in an area that I don't, that they live, that's not in Brevard County. They said, man, you've got a lot of construction going on in your area over there. And I just didn't realize the massive scale of construction that was going on. All that to be said, if you've got a project, maybe the folks at Jits Concrete could be a blessing to you. 321-536-5804. And they will take care of the hard work, the technical work, knowing the codes, the thicknesses, the strength, the reinforcements, all of those things that you and I probably wouldn't give a second thought to. They know how to do it and do it the right way and do it right the first time. So 321-536-5804, and the folks of Jits Concrete can get you fixed up. So this last weekend, I had the privilege of being up in Jacksonville and teaching our district school of ministry students. I teach the one of the classes on the entry level program. And so where last week we talked about being a faithful minister, you know, that God counted Paul worthy and put him into the ministry and enabled him. That's one of the ways that we make that a reality for people in the Assemblies of God. And last year, I was very pleased to see that two of the people that were ordained had 3 years previously, or 4 years previously, or 5 years, however long it takes to get from where they were in my class to ordination. I'm not really sure on the time frame of that. But they had made it all the way to ordination. And so we congratulate them. And if you are interested, I pray that you would reach out, do your best to become skilled in the Word of God, know the Word of God, implement the Word of God, and you'll be amazed at the impact that it makes in your life. We're going to begin in 1 Timothy chapter 3. We are discussing the spirit of the fruit of the Spirit. I started to say the spirit of the fruit. First Monday with my new mouth here. The fruit of the Spirit, which is faithfulness. That's what we are specifically addressing right now. And in 1 Timothy chapter 3, we see a phrase that we also saw in 1 Timothy chapter 1 that says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. That was verse number 15. In chapter 3, we find this. This is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop, then, must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. Moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. And that's where we're going to end our reading for today. I want to address this clause that begins the third chapter of the book of 1 Timothy that says, this is a faithful saying. And today I want to begin by focusing on the Word of God. And the Word of God is not at the same level as the Word of man. The Word of God is not this on the same plane as the level or the word of popular opinion. God is God all by himself. And when it comes to the scriptures, in verse number 16 of 2 Timothy chapter 3, you will find this. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. We're very familiar with the scripture that says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And that is one of the benefits of the Word of God. Today, I want to address this faithful saying that Paul is talking about. And again, that word faithful there, it means it's trustworthy. It is irrefutable. It is true. And I want you today to realize that the Word of God is not a suggestion. Now, you can choose to accept it or you can choose to reject it, but your choice will have no impact. My choice has no impact on the validity of the Word of God. It doesn't matter if every person, every one of the 7 billion people plus on planet Earth rejected the Word of God, it would still be the Word of God. I want to take it one step further and say that it is the authoritative Word of God. You see, we as a society over the past several years have tried to say, you know, everyone's word carries the same weight. Well, I want you to know that if I'm walking down the street and a police officer tells me to stop or flashes his lights and wants me to pull over, even though my word says I don't want to do that, his word is going to carry greater weight than my word because he is backed by the full weight and authority of the municipality, the county, or the state of Florida. There is weightiness behind his word. And behind the word of God is the person and the authority and the credibility, the expertise of God Almighty. The scripture says that he has exalted, he, God, has exalted his name and his word above all else. One of the things that is impossible for God is it is impossible for God to lie, because in order for him to lie, he would have to deny who he is. So as we look to the word of God, I want to elevate it. I want you to see that it is faithful. I know that the word of God has been under assault and under attack for a few hundred years now. There's a lot of reasons behind it, but one of them is that in verse number 17 of 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says that the man of God may be complete or made whole or made mature, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So there was a tremendous struggle that took place culturally, socially, spiritually, that there was an all-out assault to keep everyday men and women from having access to the Word of God. People literally died so that you and I could have a Bible in our language with the purpose that we could understand it, that we could apply it. And there were many reasons behind it, but I want you to know that if we don't know the Word of God, then we will not be thoroughly equipped. If we don't know the Word of God, we will not be aware whether someone is lying to us or not, whether they are deceiving us, whether they are distorting the truth. You do realize that Satan quoted scripture when he was tempting Jesus in the wilderness. It wasn't that he didn't know the scripture. It was that he was quoting it and misapplying it in a way to try and get Jesus to yield to temptation. The problem is, Jesus is the Word. He's the authority on the Word. He knows it because it is who he is. And I am of the mindset that because Jesus knew everything that the Father could provide, there was nothing that the devil could offer him that could compare to the glorious provision of God the Father. I pray that we would get that mindset, that we would say, you know what, I'm the Word of God, it's going to equip me for every good work that God has for me to do. So in our society now, there's a challenge to try and get away from the Word of God because, you know, there are some people who are offended by the Word of God because society has changed, but the Word has stayed the same. So let me read this to you again, 2 Timothy chapter 3, addressing 1 Timothy chapter 3, where it says, this is a faithful saying. We'll get back to the saying a little bit later. If not today, we'll get to it tomorrow. But to begin with, it says, all scripture, not some scripture, not the majority of scripture, but all scripture, is given by the inspiration of God. It means it is God-breathed. It is God-breathed. Now, there were a lot of different authors that were used over a period of hundreds and hundreds of years. Each one of them had their own personality, but God breathed the words. They weren't like dictaphones, you know, where they're just writing down and recounting everything that was said. I have a friend who is a high school friend, let's put it that way, who's a stenographer for a court in another state. And she posted something and said, hey, any of my friends, can you read this? And she put a bunch of things up there. And if you've ever seen a stenographer's machine, it doesn't look the same way as a typewriter, and I don't know how they they do all of that. I really don't. You got to go be trained to do that. But I couldn't read what she had written there, but she knew what it meant. And stenographers knew what it meant. So it says all scripture is God breathed. In other words, it's not just the opinion of the Apostle Paul. There are some in our current society who want to take Paul's writings and say, well, that was Paul writing, but it really wasn't Jesus speaking. I've heard a number of different philosophies on the Word of God. I tell you, the best one is found right here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and that is, you know what? All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It is breathed by God. It is what God wanted said to the people God wanted it said to, and he meant what he said. He said what he meant, and he meant what he said. So if we would come from the scripture and say, okay, the word is true. Now, when you make a claim like the scripture has made, that all scripture is God-breathed, all of a sudden it takes it out of just the realm of opinion, but now you've got people who are looking for evidence to the contrary. And we'll talk about some of these controversial aspects of 1 Timothy chapter 3 and what that means. I'll describe that a little bit more when we get there. But you've got people who want to look for contradictions in the Word of God. Now, I want to tell you how I address that. When the scripture says A and the scripture says B, and my mind cannot connect how both of those thoughts can both be accurate, I have a default. I say, you know what, God, your ways are higher than my ways, and your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. And because you are able to do exceeding abundantly above everything that I can ask or think or imagine, if I can ask or think or imagine it, then I have set too low of a ceiling on that. There, you are more capable than that. And so I recognize that I have finite understanding capabilities. And so my default position is this. I don't know how God is going to make both of those statements true, but I believe both of the statements to be true. And I am going to put my trust in God because he knows exactly how he is going to manifest so that both of those statements are true. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. So you and I, we need to look at it, and we need to realize that God starts in Genesis, and there is this progressing revelation where Paul describes it as being taken from faith to faith and from glory to glory. So there is more and more revealed about God. In fact, it's going to take God all of eternity to reveal everything there is about him to us, even in an immortal and a glorified state. So I am reading the scriptures, and I approach it like this. God, I know I've read this passage before, but what would you say to me? What is it that you want to reveal to me now at this time? Because every year that I have been in ministry, God has continued to enhance my understanding of the scriptures. And so, as I've mentioned before, you know, when someone asks me, well, what is it that God's spoken to you in the past year? Well, I can start listing off things because I look at the Word of God and say, God, help me to understand. By the way, I will also say this. When it comes to understanding the Word of God, it is spiritual and it is spiritually discerned. Too many people want to approach the Scripture from a fleshly or a carnal standpoint to try and justify their actions, or they want to approach it from a soulish understanding, either mind, will, emotions, or culture, And the Bible says that, quite frankly, we've got to approach it spiritual first and let it reach and permeate the other aspects of our being. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. It is profitable. Now, it says it's profitable in several areas. So, as we are here in 2018, I want to encourage you. I can't force you. I can't compel you. But I want to encourage you to adopt the mindset that the scripture, the holy word of God, is profitable, not just for the pastor or the Sunday school teacher, but it is profitable for you. And listen to what it says. For doctrine, we talked about doctrine. Doctrine is a good thing. There are a lot of people who say they believe in God, but their doctrine is all messed up. And by all messed up, I mean this. Their doctrine doesn't line up with the word of God. Okay? And some people want to shirk that off and everything. But their pollsters continue to discover in America that people who go to church have a lot of beliefs that do not line up with the word of God. And like I've told you before, my position is if my belief does not line up with the word of God, my belief has to change. The word of God isn't going to change. So the scripture is profitable. It's breathed by God. It's profitable for doctrine. It is also profitable for reproof. The word of God is described as a mirror. Now, I'm talking about the faithfulness of the word of God. It's a mirror, and the Bible says that we should not look at ourselves in the mirror and then walk away and forget what we just saw. So when you are reading the scriptures, and you know, I would encourage you to write down, because your piece of paper will remember things better than your memory does. So whenever you get something you don't understand, let that be a matter of prayer and say, you know, ask the Holy Spirit, whose responsibility is to guide us into all truth. God, the Holy Spirit, will guide you into truth, not to deception. Okay? So it is profitable for reproof and for correction. I was having a conversation with someone, and I've had this conversation many times with many different people, and they were saying, it seems like I get corrected for every little thing. And so let me tell you how that happened with me. So God and I were in communication. I was praying one day, and I had felt the convicting power of God and was being corrected by him. And I was like, you know, God, that seems like a pretty small thing. There's a lot of people getting by with a lot worse things out there, and yet here I am, and you're I don't remember if it was just a look that I had on my face or whatever, something that I thought about somebody that wasn't the most edifying thought. I don't remember exactly what it was. And I said, you know, why is it that I get corrected for the least little thing, and yet there are people getting by with these horrific things, and there's no correction going on? And he said, is that really what you want? Because the Bible says that he disciplines those he loves. He said, do you really want to get by with as much as you can get by with, or do you want to be the best that you could possibly be? And I said, you know what, God, I repent. And I want to be the best that I can be. So the scripture is profitable for correction, but also for instruction in righteousness and equipping for every good work. So when you go to church, There should be something someplace. Did you know that you could go to church and there could be two people sitting side by side, one of them having positioned themselves to receive the word of God, the other to has just positioned themselves to be there, and they can leave that exact same church service, one having received a download from heaven and the other leave the place completely and totally unchanged. It has to do with whether or not we are going to receive the instruction in righteousness. Now, you and I are individuals. We were created with a free will and a free choice. God did that sovereignly. He did it by design. He wants you to worship him because you want to. And we have the choice to make of how we are going to respond to the instruction. But there's also the receiving or the equipping for every good work. I want to make sure that I'm equipped. And what I want to also do is I want to make sure the people of Merit Assembly of God are equipped. I want to make sure that the listeners of this radio program are equipped for every good work, because there's lots of work. There's lots of work. When I was in the shoe industry, there was a story that was told to us by one of the trainers, and he said there were two shoe salesmen sent to this remote area. And they both ended up at the same village. They were different shoe company. And one guy contacted his home office, and he said, "You got to get me out of here as quickly as possible." He said, "The people here don't want shoes. There are no market for shoes. You got to get me out of here and get me to a field where I can sell some shoes." The other guy contacted his corporate office and said, "Send me everything you've got." He said, "It is a wide open market. Nobody here has these. It is going to make their life so much better." I want to ask you, how will you respond to receiving the word of God? When you were at church yesterday, were you there just to put in your time and clock in and clock out and hope that the preacher didn't go too long? Or were you there to say, "God, I know that you have a good work for me to do this week, and I'm here to be equipped with the word of God so that I can go out and say, thus saith the Lord"? I want to be that type. You know what? The world is starving for a thus saith the Lord. They really do want to know what God says, and you are the best way for the word of God to reach them. God bless you. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, tell my praise to you. It's like an